Acts, chapter 24. And after 5 days, Ananias the high priest came down with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who in form ed t h e governo r against Paul. And when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "Since by you we enjoy great peace, and that very worthy deeds are done to this nation by your providence, we accept it always and in all places, most nob l e Felix, with all thankfulness. Nevertheless, I will not waste your time any further. I ask you that you would bear with us and hear a few words, because we have found this man a troublemaker and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, a and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also has gone about to profane the temple, whom we took, and woe old have judged him according to our law. But the chief captain Lysias came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our NDS, commanding his accusers to come to you by examining, of whom you yourself may take knowledge of all these things of which we accuse him." And the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. Then Paul, after the gover, nor had motion ed to him to speak, answered, "Since I know that you have been for many years a judge to this nation, I do the more see hearfully answer for myself, in order that you may understand that there have only been 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in synagogues, nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things of which they now accuse me. But this I confess to you, he way which they call heresy, I so worship the God of my forefathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also admit, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, but of the just and unjust. And in this I do exercise myself to have always a conscience clear of any offense toward God or toward men. Now after many years I came to bring gifts to my nation and offerings, upon which certain Jews for Asia Minor found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before you, and object if they had anything against me. Or else let these same here say if they have found me doing any evil while I stood before the council. Only this one thing I said, and I cried standing among them, I am called in question by you this day, why concerning the resurrection of the dead. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, deferred the M, and said, when Lysias the chief captain shall come down, I will know the completeness of your matter. And amanded a centurion to keep Paul, and to let him have liberty, and that he should not forbid any of his acquaintances to men is t or come to him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was a Jewess, he sent for Paul, and he ard him concerning the faith in Christ, and as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix Trem, let, D, and, Onsue, read, go your way. For now, when I have a convenient season, I will call for you. He hoped also that money should have been given him by Paul, that he might loose him. Therefore, he sent for him often and communed with him. But after tea, woe, years, Porci, us Festus came and took Felix's place. And Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound.